Tourism. The Ministry of Tourism and Wildlife has unveiled a new tree planting campaign requiring every tourist visiting Kenya to plant at least one tree in an effort to position the country as a sustainable tourism destination while contributing to environmental conservation. The drive, dubbed One Tourist, One Tree, targets both domestic and foreign visitors, encouraging them to participate in tree planting activities at various tourist sites across the country. This effort also supports the government's ambitious goal of growing 15 billion tree seedlings by 2032, a move geared towards enhancing Kenya's forest cover and combating climate change. State Department for Tourism Principal Secretary John Ololtua, while speaking at the campaign launch at Kajulu Forest in Kisumu County, emphasized the need to conserve natural ecosystems to protect wildlife habitats and address climate change. While the tourism sector contributes 10% to Kenya's GDP, it also accounts for about 8% of greenhouse gas emissions. With global tourist numbers expected to reach 1.8 billion by 2030, it is essential to adopt sustainable practices to protect the natural and cultural resources that attract visitors, said Ololtua. He urged stakeholders in the tourism industry, including hotels, tour operators, community-based organizations, and travelers, to fully support the initiative. The ministry is committed to the government's reforestation agenda. This campaign calls on every visitor to contribute to Kenya's sustainability by planting a tree, offsetting their carbon footprint while enjoying the beauty of our country, Ololtua added. The One Tourist, One Tree campaign was unveiled as Kisumu County hosts Kenya Tourism Week, culminating in the 2024 World Tourism Day celebrations on Friday, September 27. Kisumu County Executive Committee Member for Tourism, Trade, and Marketing, Farida Salim, highlighted the county's commitment to environmental conservation as a key focus of tourism development. She noted that the campaign being implemented in collaboration with local communities would help them transition to clean energy solutions, reducing dependence on charcoal and tree cutting that has degraded areas like Kajulu Hills. Kajulu Forest, with its rich biodiversity and indigenous trees, is set to become a key eco-tourism destination in the Western tourism circuit, Salim stated. Kenya Tourism Board's CEO June Chepkemei commended the tree planting initiative, emphasizing its role in promoting sustainable tourism. Kenya's main attraction lies in its natural beauty and diverse wildlife. By integrating sustainability into our tourism strategy, we not only attract conscientious travelers but also preserve our natural heritage for future generations, she said. The initiative underscores Kenya's commitment to sustainable tourism, offering visitors an opportunity to contribute to the country's reforestation efforts while enjoying its scenic landscapes and diverse wildlife.